That the church say amen. Worthy is the Lamb. But you know, I like that, David, how you opened up. Lord, prepare me. Not you, but Lord, prepare me. A sanctuary. Prepare me today, Lord, to receive you in all of your glory. And I'm so thankful that the Lord loves us in spite of us. Amen. Welcome to Crossroad Baptist Church in all of his glory and splendor, because holy is the Lamb. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, would you turn to Psalms chapter 11? I'm going to just read a couple verses, but I think it's important to know that if you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, as great things can happen. Amen? Amen. Psalms 11 goes like this. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountains. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrows upon the strings that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. And this is the verse that I love and stand strong on. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What is your foundation? What is you building your hope on? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen? Amen? Amen and amen.
Well, good morning. Let's give the Lord some praise, amen. Let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Am I all? What he's done for us this week, amen. Hasn't God been good? How have you helped us hit a good week? Amen. Come on now. A blessed week. Amen. For having to put you right here on your heart. Feel that movement. It's good. Amen. Look around you and see the sunshine. It's good. Lord have mercy. Think about the shelf you have over your head. It's good. So we all had to hit a good week, amen. Got food on the table. Good, amen. And got some more coming, amen. So it's all good, amen. 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 How many of y'all feel like praying this morning? Come on, yeah. How many of y'all feel like talking to the Lord? And thanking him for being good, amen. Thanking him for keeping us in the land of the living. We could have been 6 foot under, but grace be to God. We're above ground. Living and kicking, amen. I just wanted to remind you, man, that when we go to God in prayer, I'm taking my time because there's some people coming in, but when we go to the Lord, be thankful and bless his name. Psalm 100, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts, what? Come on now. And to his courts with praise. Amen. Be thankful to him and bless his name, my man. I'm waiting on one more coming, man. It's good, man. Y'all looking good this morning? Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, but my wife, man. Okay. Good morning, sister. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. My precious and heavenly God, Father. We come once again. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Mother Pine, whom we can come from a household of faith. Lord God, together, we pour more of God and your mind. We are promised that you will come and be in our midst. Thank you for what we have done, for what we're doing right now, and for what we're going to do. We're mindful of our God. Of your blessings. How we are blessed over and over and over again, Lord God. because of that, Lord, because of our mouth, but through our blood, we pray. We thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. We lift you up. Oh God, on this morning we pray, Lord, for the people in Ukraine. Lord God, go for them and touch them. They're going through a hard time. It could be us, Lord. But Lord God, we have kept shepherd around us. Lord God, but hungry, but cold, Lord God, but have been victim of rape and murder and slaughter. But Lord God, you know. And you have allowed that to happen for a reason. So Lord God, we pray for them. Then Lord God, we pray for Crossroads, Baptist Church, the members, the ones online, the ones in the parking lot. You talk over them, Lord, right now, and touch them with your Holy Spirit. Bless our pastor, Coleman, if you will. Allow him to come to proclaim a word of deliverance. Somebody be help. Somebody be deliverance. Somebody be a word of confidence. Somebody be a word so they can be healed. For right now, in the name of Jesus, the power, the everlasting power, for come if you will, Lord God. Thank you for this choir as they are singing songs of thine. Thank you, Lord God, for what you have done, Lord. You've been good. Bless us. Now, Lord God, come if you will. Allow your spirit to supply and take care of all of our needs. I got needs, and the congregation got needs. We don't know, Lord God, but thou knowest. In the name of Jesus, heal. Prepare us for a thankful worry, for we can worship. Prepare our minds to be clear. Prepare our hearts to be open. Set our pit bulls open so we can hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Holy, and we live. Praise and all the glory. Certainly our strong God, our deliverer, and our strength. Well, we welcome everyone this morning. We welcome you and thank you for joining us for worship here at the Crossroad Baptist Church. Those in the parking lot, online, those here in flesh and in the presence. So we're very grateful that all of you have joined us today. We thank God for this great and awesome privilege that we have. What we're doing is we're discovering the greatness and the riches of God that have been given us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Got a couple of things I want to share with you this morning as we welcome you. Have many activities going on here at the Crossroad Church and certainly want you to be involved with it. This coming week, our senior wellness normally meets on Tuesday, but we'll be meeting this week on Wednesday. For those of you that would like to attend, we'll be meeting on Wednesday at our normal time. So please put that on your calendar. And don't forget, all of you that are consider yourselves seniors. Now, this is a program that helps you to stay well and to stay active. So I think you will be greatly benefited by coming out and being a part of that. Amen? All right. Also, our ushers will be meeting on next Sunday. They'll be meeting in the youth church, our small sanctuary, right after the morning service. So they're asking all of the ushers to join them and to be a part of that. We have a couple of things we want you to pray about. I ask that you pray for Ms. Corrine Anderson and her family, for Donna Johnson. Pray for Vincent Patterson Jr. and Vincent Patterson III, Albert and Mary Gregory. Keep them in your prayers. Pray for Delphia Lynch and her recovery. Pray for Ms. Naomi Johnson, Deacon and Mrs. Melvin Pollard. Pray for them, Lucille and Linwood Payne. Pray for the Rose family and the loss of their loved one, and Kamisha Tucker, and for the Hubbard family and the Diggs family. Continue to keep them in prayer. And I'm going to ask that you pray for my cousin Frank E. Coleman in New York. He lost his mother on this past week, so we ask that you keep him in prayer as they prepare for the memorial for their mother. And our prayers and thoughts go out to you, cousin. If you're watching and if you're listening, our prayers go out to you. Continue to pray for all of our senior citizens. Pray for this world in which we're living in. It's demonstrating that it's in need of leadership, but there's only one leader that can come, and he can't be elected. Amen. He has to come, and we have to say within our hearts, even so, come, Lord Jesus. So we ask that you keep this world in your prayers. Pray, of course, for the people in Ukraine and the people in Russia. Pray for them. Pray for our first responders, our pastors and leaders. And we also ask that you pray for our upcoming community event, our car show that we're going to be having on this coming Saturday. Thank you for those that signed up, those that have prepared for that. We'll be meeting here on 7 a.m. at 7 a.m. on this coming Saturday to set up the tent. And so we're looking forward to a great day. All of the other workers, we're asking them to show up at 8 a.m. And we'll also have at the car show a prescription drug take back. We won't be having the shredding, so don't bring your documents out, because you'll have to tear them up by yourself. But please do come out for the prescription take back this coming Saturday at the car show. Let's see. Our midweek Bible study comes up this Wednesday, so we ask you to be a part of that. And if you haven't joined us, please do join us. We are in the book of Proverbs and going through and getting some wisdom. You need to be wise in these days, amen? You need to be wise in the things of God. So Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. on Zoom. We also have the youth. They have their weekly meeting on Zoom every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. So we ask that you join the men's fellowship every third Saturday, talking about kingdom men. How does a kingdom man operate? By the way, this past week, we had what we call the golf fellowship. And about 15 of us guys, we get together, and you can tell how domesticated they are. So the wives have trained them well. They make their beds. They clean up behind themselves, and they behave themselves wisely. So thank you, wives. I thank my wife. Amen. All the other wives. And by the way, Reverend Givens took the trophy this year. He had the best score. So I want to recognize them, but it's only this year, bro. I let you slip past, but it ain't happening next year. We'll be back. And certainly we thank God for the great fellowship that we had. Pray for men in this world, that men would stand up and be men, that they would do what God has laid upon their heart. And certainly that's what we pray for. Pray for those that are incarcerated. And I say to my brothers and sisters behind bars, we're praying for you. And by the grace of God, we'd be right where you are. But thank God you're where you are, that God can bless you. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready for our offering. Want to announce also that Skylar Anderson, she's going to be graduating from the Central Virginia Community College, and the ceremony will be on May the 12th at the Liberty University Vine Center. So congratulations, Skylar, and also congratulations to all of our other graduates this year, high school and college. Those of you that are joining us online and in the parking lot, we will be celebrating communion. So if you online, if you can get you a piece of wafer or cracker and also some grape juice, and we'll be celebrating communion at the close of this service. We have a wonderful opportunity to give and to honor God with our giving. I say to people more than just saying, I'm going to give my 10%. It's revealing how God has blessed you. We do that. We say thank you through our giving. So as you prepare your gifts, prepare your hearts, the officers are going to come, and we're going to present our offering unto the Lord. Give the Lord another hand clap as they come. May we all stand.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the song that was sung by the choir this morning. For thou art holy and worthy to be praised. Lord, you are our rock, my rock. Oh, Lord, my redeemer, my high tower. You are my strength. And you, Lord, I will trust, Lord, and you are the strength of my salvation. Lord, when I say high tower, Lord, you watch us out over my life. Lord, when trouble comes, Lord, that I run to the shelter of your almighty wing, Lord, under the shadow of your wing. And Lord, and you keep me, Lord. You keep my family. You keep my church family. You watch us over us. And Father, now we have come down to the senior age today, Lord, and we look back over our life. We thank you for your grace and mercy that have followed us all the days of our lives, Father. And so we are so grateful, Father. And even now, Lord, you still bless us with income. Lord, how can we thank you, Lord, when you have done so much for us? And Father, and now you have provided strength for those that go out and still laboring and work for us. Lord, and you protect them, Lord, from the viruses, Lord, that we're able to come back one more time, Lord, to praise your holy name. So, Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you have done all these things for us. And, Father, right now, we just want to come now, Lord, with our offering to return our gratitude and say thank you. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will bless those that had to give. We pray, Lord, you will bless those that had not to give. And, Father, we pray much for your wisdom. But, Father, we don't want to waste those things that you have been trusted us with. Father, that it may be used, Lord, according to your will for the upbuilding of your kingdom. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Save your King. every drop of your blood.
We give God praise and glory, and certainly we thank David for all the work that he does with our music here at the church. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God has smiled on me. Look at somebody else, tell them, God has smiled on me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. If you believe it, just say it. God has smiled on me. Oh, you know the story. You know the testimony. Everybody say, God has smiled. He smiled on me. One day he set me free. I'm talking about a testimony here. God has. He looked down and smiled on me. He's been good. Oh, yeah. He is the source of all my joy. He fills me with his love. All of the blessings that I implore, he sends it on down from above. That's the reason we can say that God, oh, he smiled. He set me free. I can say within my heart, God. Good, woke me up this morning. Been so good, put clothes on my back, food on my table, roof over my head. I know that God is able. Oh, yeah, been so good, been so good. So good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Now look up to heaven and just thank him. Just thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to invite you this morning to a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 10. Luke 10, verses 25 through 28. A very similar passage is found in Luke 18, where someone asked the same question, and Jesus ministered to him. But we'll be from Luke chapter 10 this day, verses 25 through 28. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. And thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated. I want to share with you this morning a thought Relationships matter. Relationships matter. And this is all a part of discovering God's riches. What we thought, what's been circling in our mind, is that we have to have silver and gold and all of the things that we might classify as earthly treasures. But I want you to be very careful with that, because unless you have the things of the kingdom of God, nothing on this earth really matters. You're going to run out of time, and you're going to run out of money, and you're going to end your life needing God. The most valuable thing, therefore, in your life or my life has to be the presence of God. Has to be. Nothing else matters. And for that reason, we're going to look at a few thoughts today about relationships and how it matters. How it matters in our lives. We must learn to value people. You must learn to value people. Now, when you do that, automatically you're running the risk of people hurting you. Oh, somebody didn't get that, eh? They thought everybody going to love me. Everybody going to treat me right. Relationships matter, but people get hurt by people. Jesus got hurt by people. God himself, God Almighty, was hurt by people. Had two kids. Two kids. Set them up in the Garden of Eden. Gave them everything. They didn't have to do a thing except obey. Two kids. Then all of a sudden, they decide, you know what? That fruit he told us not to eat, we're going to eat it today. And so something happened to the relationship. And you're dealing with people, something is going to happen to the relationship. Do you just let it go? Or do you say to yourself, wait a minute, let me get in touch with God. Let me find out what I need to do to get this thing to work. Now, that's the direction that we're going in our study, because we want to value relationships. We don't want to value stuff more than we value people. If you value stuff more than you value people, you're not understanding God. You don't get the point at all.
Lord, come on and bless me, Jesus. Send it on down. Wait a minute. You really need to think about your relationship with God and then your relationship with other people. And so I bring you into this conversation that Jesus had with the scribe. He was one that knew the law. When it says the word scribe, it's talking about someone who devoted their life to studying the scripture. In this case, the Old Testament law. They knew the law and they knew the prophets. And if you'll notice, this man came to Jesus with the attitude, I'm going to catch him. He's going to say something that ain't going to be right, and I'm going to say, aha, I got you now. He came to Jesus. He asked a question, tempting him, testing him, as if to say, I bet you don't know this. But he didn't know that he was standing before the Lord of glory. He didn't understand that he was standing before the one who gave the law. He didn't know that this was the very God that breathed out the planets. This was the very God, as James Weldon Johnson said, flung the light into space and said, stay there. The stars and the moons and all the planets, they kept their position because of the word of God. This was the word of God, and he's asking him, what do you know? Lord, have mercy. Sometimes we can go to God with our little list of stuff. See, God, you didn't give me what I wanted. God knows you. He knows where you are, and guess what? He knows how to bless you. What he wants to do is to make sure that your relationship with him lines up with his will for your life. Going into this passage, so the man came to Jesus, asked the question, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, what is written in the law?
You're a scribe, you ought to know. How do you read it? And he answered. Not Jesus, he answered. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and. A lot of us, I love Jesus, but then we post on Facebook, I can't stand so-and-so. I didn't come down your corner, did I? I didn't hit your street, did I? Getting on Facebook or either sending out through text, you know what so-and-so did to me? Look at this verse right here. This verse says, if you really love God, then you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. Are y'all in the house? Anybody home? And so Jesus said to him, Jesus looked at him, and he said, you gave the right answer. In other words, you know what to do. But look at the last part of this. Do this, and you shall live. I want you to underscore that. Because the man had asked Jesus, what do I do to inherit eternal life? And then he himself gave the answer. In other words, he knew what answer to give. And Jesus said to him, do this and you shall live. I want to deal with a couple of things today. I want to look at some of the barriers that we have as far as our relationships. But I also want to look at the fact that you don't wait until you get to the afterlife to live the everlasting life. That's a kingdom principle that you got to get in your mind. You got to start living it right now. And as you live it, you're demonstrating that the presence of God is in your life because you have his life in your life. Now go out and live it. If you recall, going back to the Garden of Eden, I got to visit it one more time. If you recall, God had to breathe into Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. And Joe, if I think I'm right, the word was ruach. The breath of God breathed into Adam, and then Adam started breathing. When a person dies, they don't just say, well, I'm going to give up everything. They give up the breath. They leave that body. So get this in your mind. What you needed to live on this planet was a body. God gave you that. And then you received a breath into you that said, oh, now you're alive. Keep that thought in mind. Keep that thought in mind, because when God breathes into you, you cannot die. You'll change bodies, but you will not die. I'm messing with somebody's mind. They're going, what? Wait a minute, preacher. No, you, the body returns to the dust, but the spirit returns to the one that gave it. Y'all still in the house? Look at somebody for the first time, tell them, keep breathing. So the point of this verse is that not only you keep breathing, but you use that breath in a way that it demonstrates that God is in you. The man asked Jesus, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, what does the law say? He gave him the answer, and then Jesus told him, do this and you shall live. But now your living, truly living, depends on how you treat other people. Oh, now you're getting it. Now I see that little light bulb coming on you. It's a little faint right now, but it's coming on. It's coming on. You cannot live this world as if you existed all by yourself. You cannot. It's impossible for you to live in this world as if you're the only one here. You cannot do that. John Donne, in a poem that he wrote back in 1624, a collection of poems called Meditations. He wrote one called For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's a little bit ancient language, but I think we can get the drift of why relationships matter to us. He says in his verse, no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. As well as if a promontory, whatever that word is, were, as well as if the manner of thy friends or of thine own were, any man's death diminishes me. If anyone dies, a part of me dies with them. That's relationship. Because I'm involved in mankind and therefore never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. Back in those days, when someone died in the community, they'd ring a bell. As a matter of fact, it was a practice here at Crossroad. We had it where someone would ring the bell and they would ask the question, well, who died? And what John Donne is saying, when you hear the bell, a part of you have left. Here's what you need to recognize, okay? If God breathed into you the breath of life, and now you're living, he also breathed into someone else. Y'all get that? You're not the only soul on this planet. Otherwise, you just need to look around. So, the people in Russia are just as important to God as the people in the United States. The people in Cuba, they got flesh and bone just like you. They need God just like you do. You can't look down on somebody and say, well, those folk, they not my equal. Now, what I'm afraid of is what's happened during this pandemic. We have diminished the value of other people. It came out. Hatred came out. Bigotry came out. Religious differences, it came out during the pandemic. Because people felt, okay, I'm behind this mask. Now I got to protect myself from you. And so we treated each other like we were enemies. And then you had the movement that started, Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, because people were being persecuted. And then some tried to blow it off as if, said, well, all lives matter. But no, bro, you mistreating me. Now, while that was a worthy action to take, what the people were saying in their movement is, my life matters because you wrong and I'm right. Boy, there was silence in here. You could have heard a pin drop. And what Jesus is really saying, you got to sit down and have a conversation. You can hold up a sign. You can protest. You can say all these things. But at the end of the day, you got to have a conversation and you got to build relationships. And relationships have to look beyond the fault and see the need. How do I know that? I know that because when I came to God to get a relationship with him, he had to look beyond my fault. Are y'all in the building today? I'm about to get happy up in here. He had to look beyond my being Skeeter. He had to look beyond my being from Scottsburg. He had to look beyond my fault. You know I come from a rough part of the country. Born in Red Oak, Charlotte County, raised in Scottsburg. Amen. Come from a family that made moonshine. But the Lord had mercy on me. Anybody had mercy on you? God had mercy on you. That's why I say he smiled on me. So relationships matter. Relationships matter. The onslaught of COVID brought on some troubling times. And while we might say that we are more advanced in technology, we now have developed a world of information through the internet and other sources. We know all this stuff, but can't do a lick of it. Jesus looked at this man and said, you know what? You got all the right answers, but you're not doing it. And because you're not doing it, you ain't living. We used to sing a song back in the old church, "You ain't live until you met the Lord." Are y'all here? So a few points I want to bring out before we close today. Some of the barriers that we face in life. Barrier number one, we think that other people are not on our level. I've seen it happen. Now, you might not do everybody that way, but some of the folks that, you know, let me take y'all downtown. Let me take you over to James Cross, and I'm going to see your attitude. Uh-oh, did I say something wrong? Did I step in something? What I'm saying to you is you cannot have that kind of attitude in your life, because I'm going to tell you something. I met from some of the folks over there. You got some good people living in that community. Shame on you if you think that God can't put a good person in a bad place. Look at somebody, tell them, "I'm a good person. I'm just in a bad place." But the second attitude is that we limit our mind to thinking, "Well, I don't need that much of God in my life. I don't need that much of the Holy Ghost. I don't need that much of God in my life. I'm doing all right. As long as I'm doing everything all right, soon as something happens, then I'm going to pray." You need as much of God as you can get. In other words, if he's the one giving you breath, you better breathe it in. Look at somebody a second time and tell them, "Breathe it in." Here was this man's attitude when he came to Jesus. "Well, I already know the answer, Jesus. You can't tell me nothing, but I'm going to test you and see if you know the answer." You ever seen folk like that? They know enough of the Bible just to be considered dangerous. Got saved 2 weeks ago. Now, I know the Lord. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been walking this thing for over 50 years. And there's so much I don't know. But I'm glad I know what I do know. Amen, somebody. I'm glad I know the Lord. So here's what we have to do. We have to deal with our own attitudes. We have to deal with our attitude toward other people, but we also have to deal with our own attitude toward how we accept what God has given you. Remember that prayer Jesus taught us? "Give us this day our daily bread." You don't need tomorrow's air, and yesterday's air is stale. Some of y'all missed it. Write it down. You'll get it later. All I need is to breathe in what God has given me for today. Now, part of the breath I'm going to give is thanks in my relationship with God. That's part of it. I'm going to come in here, or I'm going to get on, I'm going to have my devotion at home. I'm going to get online. I'm going to read something that's going to inspire me. Part of my breath I breathe out to God in thanks. But the other part of my breath, Freddie, I must breathe it out to other people in love and in a demonstration where I love my neighbor. Look at the word. You just read it. Love your neighbor as what? Love your neighbor as what? Now, you know you love yourself. You know you love yourself. Get up in the mirror. Say, "Hey, I'm not talking about the ladies, you know. They're going to get that." Man, stand up and, man, this is... You know you love yourself. And nothing wrong with that. Jesus said right there in the word. Didn't he? People say, "They sure do love themselves." Well, who else? If you can't love yourself, you ain't going to know how to love me. You ain't going to know how to deal with me. Y'all hang on. I'm almost done. Say this with me. Relationships matter. These relationships, they matter. So here's what you got to do when you're loving others. Because Jesus said, "Do this and you will live." All right, God's going to breathe some breath into you. That's the only way that you can exist today, is that God breathed life into you. And he does it every day. And even when you exhaust this body, guess what? That's not the end of you. End of the chapter, but the beginning of a whole new book. Well, I can shout on that one, Jesse. So here we go. With the breath that I have from God,
I've got to go out from the presence of God and know how to love other people. That's when the rubber hits the road. A couple of things you got to deal with. Number one, say this with me, hidden agendas. Say it again, hidden agendas. You know how you talk to somebody a certain way, but then you're looking for a certain answer and you ain't telling them that that's what you're thinking. The scribe came to Jesus and he tested him. He tempted him. He had hidden motives, and so do you and I. So my prayer for today is, Lord, don't let me use other people. Let me help them. That's my prayer. Go on and get it out of the way. I don't want nothing from you. Yeah, I want something from you, but the Lord has chastised me. Now I don't want it no more. Y'all still in the building? Like somebody said, loan me $20. They ain't got no intent to pay you. How many folks ask y'all for $20? And man, you look for them in a week, I'm going to pay you on payday. Hidden agendas. We have to be aware of hidden agendas. And then also, we have to be aware of failure to act. Failure to act. God's not talking about the open sin that you do. He knows about those things. But when you fail to act, all that breath he's put into you, all that life he's given to you, and now you're not doing anything with it. Well, I'm in my feeling today. I don't want to deal with nobody. I'm in my feelings. Well, the Lord knows. He's the one that created emotions. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, I stepped on somebody's toe. I'm sorry. Bless your heart. I'm so sorry. You can't make excuses. Because here's the thing. When God breathes into you, he's going to cover enough to cover your emotional swings. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's some good preaching up in here. So you cannot blame it on your emotions. You have to say, Lord, I'm going to depend on you. Yes, I'm going through a stressful time. Yes, I'm mad at everybody. And here's the point. The first person that offended you, you're going to be mad at the 10th person that crosses your path. And you cannot change it until you just let it go. Lord, it didn't kill me. I got a little pain for right now, but I'm going to limp and I'm going to keep on going. Look at somebody say, I'm going to limp and keep on going. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. And then I close with the fact that not only do we have hidden motives and we fail to act, but we don't understand what eternal life is really all about. And I close with this as my statement. I wish I had my gavel up here. My statement. You can't give it unless you got it. What did I preach all by itself, David? That. You can't live it unless you got it. Now, hear me, child of God. Hear me, child of God. Now, the devil is going to come, and he's going to try to knock all the breath out of you. Sickness comes, and what he says, take that. And you know what you do? You get back up and say, I'm still breathing. Yes, I might have this disease, but the disease don't have me. Thank God I'm still breathing. But not only is the devil trying to knock all the breath out of you, he has knocked all the breath out of other people. Now, you got to decide through relationships, well, I know how it felt when I got hit with that. And now I'm looking at somebody. I'm really going to preach part two of this on next week because it's all about ministering to people and the Levite that came and the priest that came. They passed by on the, y'all know how you pass by folk. Somebody's column broke down on the road and they got the little white handkerchief out the window and you getting over in the other lane. They know you can't fix the car, but at least you could call the tow truck for them. You don't even want to help nobody. I'm busy. I got to get out of here. Lord have me. I've been on the road, and I watch folk. I'm telling you, temptation came too. I wasn't just going to wave at them. Yeah, I was going to show them another hand gesture, but I didn't.
The Lord had mercy. See, y'all can act sanctified all you want. I admit my sin to the Lord. I tell him, Lord, you can get sanctimony. Shame on Reverend Coleman. You do the same thing. Be cussing folk out in your mind. You know you do. And if it wasn't for the Lord breathing into you, you'd still be doing that. This is why I tell them, keep breathing. So here's the people. Here are the people in the world. Here are the people that have been hurt. And they're looking for church folk to help them in their struggle. They're looking for somebody just to give them a hand up. And what we do, we tell them, God bless you. I ain't sneeze. So why are you telling? God has positioned you as the church of Almighty God to be a lifesaver. You ever seen these lifeguards, people that work on the coast? They're employed, and their job is to rescue other people. Their job is to go out and drag somebody else out of the water and then to work on them until they come back to life. How can they do it? They've been trained for it. They've been equipped with it, and they've got both the equipment and, in the old day, you resuscitated people by breathing into them your breath. Next thing you know, they cough and they come back to life. You get the picture, right? So what God is saying to you and to me, if you know how to get up, teach somebody else how to get up. If you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, and you see your neighbor gasping for breath, I can't breathe. Don't get cute. Don't be talking about, I may catch COVID. Go over there. If you get a handkerchief or something, breathe on them. Breathe the life into them. I'm going to show you how to do it in just a minute. You cannot leave people suffering and struggling because they will die. If you've got eternal life in you, you can't die. And so what God is telling you, take that life that you got and share with somebody else. You ain't going to run out. Because guess what? Tomorrow morning, God's going to give you some brand new mercy, brand new breath where you can breathe again. Do you get the picture? Do you understand what I'm saying? This man had the breath of God in him. But he didn't want to breathe on anybody. He didn't want to say, if you need it, I got it. But guess what? Thank God the cup runs over. God's blessing has run over in your life. Now give it to somebody. When you go out into the community, you're going to see people that are broken and are hurting. Don't just look at them. Don't get mad at them. And don't judge them. Breathe on them. Breathe on them. They're going to catch the Holy Ghost. They ain't going to catch COVID. When you get the word of God into their life, they're going to say, oh, thank you for that. I close with this. How many of you all have been in a position where somebody shared a scripture with you? Your path crossed, and when you told them what you knew and how you had been blessed by God, did you see the expression on their face? The expression of a person coming back to life. That's what God wants us to do. If you got it, you need to give it. Do you have it? Anybody got Jesus? Anybody have eternal life? If you have the life of God, the Zoe of God, if you've got it in you, it's our time now to give it out. Don't retreat to your corner. Come out swinging and say, Lord, I'm going to fight the devil, but I'm going to help some souls as I go forward in your name. God bless you today. Did y'all learn something? Relationships matter because they will matter unto God. We're going to have part two of that next week. Part two of that. We're going to see some church folk in action. Church folk in action. And then they got one guy that came from the slum, and he did what the other folk weren't going to do. Stay tuned next Sunday. Amen. Those of you that are online, those that are in here, we have a wonderful opportunity to meet Christ in all of his glory. And certainly we cannot have breath except God resuscitates us and brings us to life in Christ. That's what we're offering. That's what we're talking about. As people would say on the street in my day, we ain't jiving you. We're for real. We're talking about the goodness and the mercy of God. If that's what you need today, then all you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me and change my life. Breathe into me so that I might have this everlasting life. If that's your prayer, God will do his part to save you. Want to open the doors of church in here if you're online? Of course, you cannot come down the aisle, but you can send us a message and you can say, Pastor, pray for me. I've surrendered my life to Christ. Meet us at crossroadbc.com. That's right, www.crossroadbc.com. And we'd love to communicate with you and help you on your journey. We're going to ask that we all stand. Ask that we all stand. If there's one today, we can take just a minute or so just to get you some breath. Look at somebody and say, I got to catch my breath. That's my third sermon on this thing about relationship. I got to catch my breath. Amen, amen, amen. If there's one, will you come?
Breathe on me. Let the Holy Ghost power breathe on me.
Have mercy, man. The officers are serving the communion, so if you're in need of the communion, just wave your hand and they'll be able to serve you. Those of you that are at home, we're going to be in a few minutes sharing this wonderful opportunity that we have to fellowship with God. He said, do this in remembrance of me. He took the bread and he gave to them. And then he took the cup and they drank together. So there at home, you can prepare. Those in the parking lot, you can prepare. Father, we ask that you bless the sacraments now. Bless the bread and bless the cup. May it be transformed in our lives into action. Even though these are elements that were from the earth, we receive the greater element of faith, believing in you, knowing that you prepared for our lives. So prepare us for the work. Help us to be obedient always unto your holy voice. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name, amen. Let us take of the bread. Let us eat together. And now let us take the cup. Let us drink together. Hallelujah. Before I get Brother Joe Wilson to come up and dismiss us in prayer, I thought about something just a minute ago that was so humbling when I took the cup. I remember when a bunch of us guys used to get together, taking the wrong cup for the wrong reason, and now I'm taking it for the right reason. God had mercy on me. Amen, amen. Come on, Brother Joe. He's back from St. Lucia, and we thank God for him. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the church for praying with me, because I went there simply because of the loss of my nephew. And while there, I believe God spoke to my heart about the urgency of what it is that I need to do in order to help some of the people in my country. So there's going to be news about that a little bit later. But for now, we just need to pray and ask God's blessing upon our lives and such a good sermon, and it's good to be back. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have granted us to come together as a body. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us, not only, O God, to impart unto us your wisdom, but that we will be able, O God, to take that wisdom and to share it, O God, with those who did not have the opportunity to come and join us. So as we dismiss here today, we ask, O God, that you would just help us and enable us to continue to share with each other this message, so that, dear God, we can bring hope to others who do not know you. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.